USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Major retailers Target, CVS, and Walgreens imposed baby formula purchasing limits to prevent hoarding as out-of-stock rates for the product soared to 31% nationwide. In several states, including Delaware, Montana, and Texas, the rate is over 40%. Courtney Houston is a mother of two, and she tells CNN,
"It's terrifying. It's terrifying when that's the only true source of nutrition that your baby gets, because it gets to the point where you go to a store and you almost cry."
Senate Democrats are set to vote today on an abortion bill that would make abortion legal up until birth. Republicans are expected to block the bill, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says at least it will force every senator to reveal where they stand on the issue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Gusty winds in New Mexico are pushing a huge wildfire north to Taos. Fire officials saying the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire east of Santa Fe shifted on Tuesday and is now spreading northward to Taos and Colfax counties. About 1,800 firefighters are working on the fast-moving blaze, which has already burned nearly 320 square miles and destroyed over 270 structures and is only 39% contained. Forecasters warn that storms moving into New Mexico today could bring rain or produce dry lightning. Windy weather is also in the forecast, with wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour predicted over the next 2 days. The pandemic is playing a role in gun violence. New CDC data shows that homicide rates shot up 35% in 2020 when 19,000 people were shot and killed. That's 5,000 more lives lost than in 2019. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Inflation numbers for last month are due out this morning. Analysts expect the rate to drop slightly to 8.2% after soaring to a record high in March. The report comes days after President Biden said inflation is his top domestic priority, to which Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"The truth is that the Biden administration just keeps kicking its own ass. The truth is, President Biden won the nomination because he promised not to be Bernie Sanders. Who has he tried to emulate? Bernie Sanders. The American people see this. They see that after 14 months, nothing is built, nothing is back, and nothing is better."
Competition is causing one streaming service to make changes. From the USA Radio News Midwest News Bureau, Katie Lewis explains.
This may put a cramp in your ability to binge watch your favorite shows. Streaming service Netflix told employees the company's new lower priced ad tier may come by the end of the year. The New York Times reports the company is struggling as streaming competition heats up. Shares plunged last month after Netflix reported its first quarterly subscriber loss in more than a decade.
NASCAR haulers making their way to the Kansas Speedway for the AdventHealth 400 this weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.